Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Off to a different land.
I feel like I'm in a different land today. Don't you, Susanna?
I do. It's a very special kind of a Tuesday, isn't it?
Right. It's a bookland. You know, look at it this way. No matter what else happens during our segment, no matter what else happens on the show today, just know that you're an opening act for Gene Simmons.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
That's a life achievement.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that. Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. It's Tuesday and time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week, Susanna Hermans from Oblong Books and Millerton and Rhinebeck. She is not only one of our favorite booksellers, she is one of our favorite people on the planet, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her back to the program. How are you? So good to see you.
Good to see you too, Joe. That was very kind of you to say.
Well, thank you. thank you. You do such wonderful work, and it's great to talk to you. So let's find out what's happening at the store, on the bookshelves, and what's going on.
Oh, man, there's some good stuff. April's a big month for books, but it's not April yet, so I had to really kind of, like, be careful about what I picked.
Just kind of pull back just a little bit.
Pull back a little bit.
But it's all right to tell people what they look forward to.
A couple of these books will be out next week, but the rest are available now. The first book I want to talk about is called Unabrow. It's a book of comedic essays by Una LaMarche. And you might catch that the title, her first name is Una, the title is Una Brow, and the cover is the best photo of all time.
Oh my God, it's a
photo of the author as a little girl. I mean, she must be six or seven on the cover, and she has this gorgeous unibrow.
Wow, it's like fluffy.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's truly one of the best covers I've seen. So this is a book of comedic essays. I'm calling it Bossy Pants for 30-somethings.
Okay.
Bossy Pants for people who aren't famous. She is hysterical.
The Tina Fey book, of course.
Yes. We had her at the store for her young adult novels, and this is her first adult work. And I literally was falling over from laughing reading it. It's super smart. Any woman, I would say between like 25 and 39, 40, would love this.
We should say that looking at the author photo now, she no longer has a unibrow.
She doesn't. She's quite beautiful.
That's been taken care of. Let's say.
And she talks about that. She talks about the magic of modern conveniences.
All right. Very funny.
The second book I want to talk about, I actually don't have it with me because it comes out next week, but it's called Visiting Hours, A Memoir of Friendship and Murder by Amy Butcher. I just picked this one up last week, and I'm actually reading it right now. It's about this woman who when she was in college, a week before graduation, her friend walked her home at the end of a night out.
Yes.
He said goodbye, he left, and then he went home and he murdered his girlfriend.
Right.
Quite violently. So Amy Butcher, who's the friend that he had walked home, has sort of lived with this specter of this thing that happened, but also has been communicating with him, writing him letters, and then finally visits him in prison. But it's a very introspective memoir, but also it looks at what drives a person to do this. How can someone just snap? What is life like for that person after the crime happens, and for the rest of the friends in that group of friends? It's a total page turner. I was up way too late last night reading. and I'm really excited. I think I'm going to finish it tonight. And that one will be out next Tuesday.
Amy Butcher, Visiting Hours, A Memoir of Friendship and Murder. And I believe if all works out, we're going to talk to Amy and have her on to talk about your event and about the book.
Oh, that's great. We're actually not having an event, but...
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I thought she was coming to you.
She's coming somewhere else. Maybe I should come to someone else's event. That sounds good.
I thought I screwed that up. But anyway. Oh, no. You know what? No, it's the next one.
The next one.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
I'm sorry. I got my thing screwed up here. Yes.
No problem. So the next one I brought to talk about is Hissing Cousins,
the
untold story of Eleanor Roosevelt and Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Alice Roosevelt Longworth, of course, was Teddy Roosevelt's daughter. And this is like a delicious, dishy history book about these two women who were very different, but were also very close.
You know, when you go on the tour, When you go on the tour, they make these like little asides about the relationships, and they tell you things, and you think, oh wow, there must be. I wonder what that was all about. Mm. And then when I started reading this book, I was like, oh my God, oh, so there's a lot there. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's like perfect for the Hudson Valley crowd. You know, anyone yes. who lives in our area should dip into this delicious book.
It's obviously true, but it's also it gets into family dynamics, which are just fascinating to read about, especially you know when it's fraught with anger.
Yes, I love it. So the authors Mark Pizer and Timothy Dwyer will be at our Rhinebeck store on Saturday, April 11th. So you have plenty of time to pick up the book, which went on sale this morning, and read it before the event.
There you go. Hissing Cousins.
The next one is also another book that comes out next Tuesday. It's called On the Run, Fugitive Life in an American City by Alice Goffman. It's actually out now in hardcover, but the paperback will be out next week.
Okay.
This is a book that came to my attention because it was first published by a university press. We carried it in the store, and it was flying off the shelf, which doesn't happen often with a university press title. They generally don't get the publicity that a trade book would. So it's coming out in paperback from a trade publisher, which means it'll have a much larger audience and a wider reach. It's about a woman who spends 6 years living in a predominantly African-American neighborhood in Philadelphia and basically wrote down everything she saw and experienced. She became close with the members of this community, and it really looks at the way the police treat African Americans, and nothing could be more timely with what we've seen over the last couple of years. I'm calling it the new nickel and dimed. It absolutely blew me away, totally broke my heart, but made me want to do better and to make everyone read this book. This is the book that I'm going to be evangelizing about in perpetuity. She, you know, she's also very aware of the fact that she is a white woman, a middle class white woman, writing about someone else's experience. She's very much aware of that.
And when does most of the action in the book take place, in the sense of?
I would say late 2000s. It's very, very contemporary.
Contemporary, yes. Okay. So yeah. Sort of after, because obviously Philadelphia has had many problems over the decades. So.
Exactly. And she was in college when she started working on it, you know, and she's probably, you know, late 20s now, I would say.
On the Run, Fugitive Life in American City by Alice Goffman, and it's published by Picador.
Yes, and it has a some nice blurbs on it, including Malcolm Gladwell is a fan of this book. And then moving on to the kids' realm, I have a book here called The Keepers, The Box and the Dragonfly by Ted Sanders. This is the first in a new series. I would say it's for ages 10 and up. And it's about a kid who discovers this black market of magical objects where the people who have sworn to protect them may or may not be the good people. I couldn't put it down. I passed it around to my staff. We all love it. This is going to be our big middle grade book for the summer. Ted Sanders is a great new talent. And if you have a kid who likes Percy Jackson or liked Wildwood, this is a great book for them.
You should have trusted in yourself. You should have trusted in your friendship with Chloe. You should have measured the circumstances in which you found yourselves. And then, yes, you should never have opened the box in the first place.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Keepers, yes. The Box, and the Dragonfly.
And also, I have to say, the main character's best friend is one of the most awesome girl characters I've read for this age.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, we need those. That's
we
good.
We do. Total. Speaking of awesome girl characters, hello,
yes.
Segue. My next book is Lumberjanes, and I have, it's the first volume of a comic.
A book? Okay.
So I brought the physical comic book with me because the physical book, which is the first four issues, comes out next week.
Oh, I see. So it's a compilation.
It's a compilation of the first four issues of Lumberjanes, which is a comic series created by Noelle Stevenson. I'm obsessed with Lumberjanes. It's about, I'd say it's for ages like 8 to grown lady age. And it's about five best friends who are spending...
That would include your age, right? Yes, grown lady
me.
Age? Okay.
Grown lady age. It's about five best friends, best girlfriends, who are spending the summer at this Lumberjane scout camp. And their tagline for the scout camp is friendship to the max.
Okay.
And they go on crazy adventures, many of which involve going into the woods and discovering crazy magical creatures. Evil adventure, a lot of butt kicking, And the cool thing is that all of these girls are extremely different from one another. It's a very diverse book, but also a very, very empowering, total girl power, feminist, fabulous adventure story. I'm obsessed with it.
So basically, they go to grandmother's house. The wolves come after them, and then the girls like kick the wolves' butts.
Yeah, there's a lot of like butt kicking.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that in a more adult way, but we're on the radio.
Yes.
I got to keep it PG.
Very cool. So there'll be a you can get the individual issues, and then there'll be a compilation.
The first four issues will be out in a trade edition on Tuesday, April 7th.
All right.
Okay. Two more. We have two young adult books. Both of these authors will be at our store on Sunday, April 26th. The first one is We All Looked Up by Tommy Wallach. It came out last week, and it was chosen by independent booksellers as one of the best young adult debut novels of 2015. I loved this book. I'm kind of describing it as, if an asteroid were headed for the Earth, how would you spend your last days? And they're describing it as Breakfast Club at the end of the world. And I think that's a very apt description. It takes all of these different personalities of kids who otherwise might not have come together, but when put under these incredible circumstances that the world is probably going to end and they know when it's going to happen, really, what would you do with that time and who would you spend it with?
It's well, you had me at Breakfast Club.
I know, right?
And it's got a great cover.
It has a really striking cover.
You can't judge a book by its cover, but I want to judge this book by this cover.
It's a great
cover, and it looks really good. It's called We All Looked Up by Tommy Wallach, who is a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter and looks the part.
It's true. I'm excited for him to come to the store.
That's very cool. There you go.
And the other young adult book I cannot not talk about because it is one of my favorite books of the year is The Walls Around Us by Nova Ren Suma. The tagline for this book is Orange is the New Black Swan. It is about ballerinas gone bad. It is about a girl's prison. And it is some of the best writing I have seen in young adult. Period.
So the ballerinas have gone so bad they're in prison.
Yeah, it happens.
All right.
Well. Nova Ren Suma is one of the best literary writers of young adult, and this is maybe her third book, but this is the breakout. This is the one that's going to put her on another level. It truly is some of the best writing I've seen for young adult, and I think if you are an adult literary fiction reader, but are curious about YA, this is a great place to start. And I would say it's good for 14 and up. And I just love her. She's also a Hudson Valley native, and we're just so pleased that she's hitting the big time with this one, and we're really proud of her.
Nova Ren Suma will be at the event with Tommy Wallach. So you can check out both of those great books on the 26th. You can also check out the entire book pick list by Susanna Hermans by going to their website, which is oblongbooks.com. You can also find it on our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable, which will ultimately get you to oblongbooks.com. Also, hey, go visit them. They are in Rhinebeck and Millerton, and they have lovely locations in both of those municipalities. Susanna, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful beginning to spring, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.